Chapter 20. Evan stepped into the room, staring at the cage against the far wall. At first, he didn't see Cuddles. Had Cuddles shrunk? Had he? Sometimes prayers are answered, Evan told himself. Sometimes good things happen. Evan took a few hesitant steps closer, then a few more steps. Every muscle in his body had tensed. He was so frightened, it was actually hard to walk. He could feel the blood throbbing at his temples. He mopped the cold beads of sweat off his forehead. He still couldn't see Cuddles. Where was he? Where? Gray morning light filtered in through the windows. The floor creaked under Evan's sneakers. Evan took another hesitant step toward the cage. Another step. Then he cried out in horror. Evan hadn't seen Cuddles at first, because Cuddles was too big. Cuddles filled the entire cage. Evan held back, gaping in disbelief. The hamster groaned noisily with every loud breath. It let out several disgusting grunts as its body pressed against the wire cage. Its big, furry head pushed up against the top of the cage. Evan could see one enormous black eye, the size of a jar lid, staring out at him. "No!" Evan cried out loud, feeling his knees begin to tremble. "This is impossible!" The hamster uttered a few more low grunts. The cage shook on its table. The big black eye glared out at Evan. And then, as Evan stared in horrifying disbelief, the hamster reached up its two pink paws. The toes slipped around the wires of the cage. Cuddles let out an ugly groan. Evan saw its spongy pink nose twitch. He saw a flash of big white teeth. Another groan. The two front paws pushed against the cage wires. The wires bent away. Cuddles grunted again, wheezing loudly, excitedly. He pushed the cage wires aside. Then he started to squeeze his big, fur-covered body through the opening. "What do I do?" Evan frantically asked himself. "What do I do now? Cuddles is escaping!"